Welcome to Hope for Today, a weekly Bible teaching program that will bring you hope for every day. It is good to have you join us for today's teaching from Exodus. We hope our study in Exodus will remind you there is no God like our God. Our God is at work during every time period. I am sure the Hebrew slaves at the beginning of Exodus were wondering, "Where are you, God? Can you hear us? Do our prayers make a difference?" We ask the same questions. God, do you see? Do my prayers matter? The answer for the Israelites is the same as God's answer to you, which is the answer he has always given his children. It's a resounding yes. God knows and God sees. He is involved in the details of his creation. He doesn't sleep, he's never on vacation, and his people are special to him. He cares about us and is with us. It might not seem like it, but the story isn't over. Just like God showed up for the Israelites in Egypt, we trust him with our story. We don't know how it's going to end, but he does, so we trust him. Thanks again for joining us on Hope for Today. This program is brought to you by Heralds of Hope. We are a small radio ministry serving a great big God. Let's go with Bible teacher J. Mark to Exodus for today's teaching.
As you know, there are many religions in the world, but are they all the same? Well, the obvious answer to that question is no. They are too different in their beliefs and their practices to be the same or to even originate from the same God. I believe God has revealed himself to us in his holy book. In fact, I believe there is only one holy book, the Bible of the Old and New Testaments. And I believe there is only one true God. He's the God of the Bible, the one who has revealed himself to us in his holy book. Do you know God? Have you had any conversation or fellowship with him? I want to show you that there is none like God, and this truth is clearly set forth in Exodus chapter 8 and verses 1 to 15. That's our text for today, Exodus chapter 8 and verses 1 through 15. So please listen carefully as I read that portion of Scripture. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, "Go unto Pharaoh and say to him, Thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. And if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all your borders with frogs. And the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into your house, and into your bedroom, and upon your bed, and into the house of your servants, and upon your people, and into your ovens, and into your kneading troughs. And the frogs shall come up both on you and your people, and upon all your servants." And the Lord spoke unto Moses, "Say unto Aaron, stretch forth your hand with your rod over the streams, over the rivers, and over the ponds, and cause the frogs to come up upon the land of Egypt." So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did the same with their enchantments and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, "Entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, that they might do sacrifice to the Lord." And Moses said to Pharaoh, "Glory over me! When shall I entreat for you, and for your servants, and for your people, to destroy the frogs from you and your houses, that they may remain in the river only?" And he said, "Tomorrow." And Moses said, "Be it according to your word, that you may know that there is none like unto the Lord our God. And the frogs shall depart from you and from your houses and from your servants and from your people. They will remain in the river only." And Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried unto the Lord because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, out of the villages, and out of the fields. And they gathered them together upon heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was respite, he hardened his heart and hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. In this portion of Scripture, we see how God provided opportunities to demonstrate the fact that there is none like Him. You can't find any other religion quite like this in the world. Christianity stands in a unique position among all religions. God provides us in this brief scripture the opportunities to see how He demonstrated that He is the only true God. The first opportunity He gave to Pharaoh was the choice of obedience. So Moses went to Pharaoh and said, "The Lord has said, let my people go that they may serve me." And then Moses went a bit further and he added, "If you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all your borders with frogs." So God put before Pharaoh the opportunity to make the choice of obedience. God did not violate Pharaoh's free will. In this way, God proves that He is the only true God. Moses set before Pharaoh the choice of obedience. "You can let God's people go, that they may serve me, or if you don't let them go, then I will bring the frogs upon your land. And they will come out of the river in such abundance that they will be in your house, they'll be in your bedroom, they'll be in your bed, they'll be in the houses of your servants, they'll be in your ovens, and they'll even be in the troughs where you knead your bread dough." In other words, they'll be everywhere. Now the Nile River was normally a source of blessing to the people of Egypt. But if Pharaoh refused to make a choice of obedience, God was going to make that river become a curse to them. God operates that way even today. He provides the choice of obedience to every person because God has made us creatures of free will. We can choose. In my teaching, you are being presented with a choice. The choice of obeying the God who is the true God. There is no other God like Him. Just as Pharaoh faced this opportunity with the choice of obedience many, many years ago, you are facing a similar choice right now. And then there's another opportunity that's demonstrated in this scripture that God gave to Pharaoh, the desire of entreaty. The frogs came because Moses instructed Aaron to stretch out the rod of God over the streams, over the rivers, and over the ponds. Try to imagine what this must have been like. Frogs are cold-blooded and slimy. Picture throwing back the covers of your bed to get in, and there are several frogs. And you walk out into the next room, more frogs. Frogs are everywhere. They're in your house, they're in your bedchamber, in your bed, in the houses of your servants, and on the people, in the ovens, and in the kneading troughs. Suppose you're mixing up bread dough and plunk. Here comes a frog right in the middle of the bread dough. Or maybe you're ready to put the bread in the oven and, oops, there goes a frog right into your oven. What a disgusting time that must have been. And so it's not surprising that after this, Pharaoh called for Moses and said, "Entreat the Lord that He can take away the frogs from me and from my people. And if He does that, I will let the people go so they can do sacrifice to the Lord." Then Moses made a bargain with Pharaoh. He said, "Okay, you choose the time." Now notice, the text says that the magicians, Pharaoh's magicians, were able to bring up frogs upon the land of Egypt, but they were not able to make the frogs go away. So the magicians imitated the miracle, but they couldn't control the frogs. So when Pharaoh wanted relief from the frogs, he couldn't go to his magicians. He asked Moses to entreat the Lord. And so Moses replied, "Well, when do you want this to happen? You choose the time." And Pharaoh said, "Tomorrow." Now, you would have thought he would have said immediately. That's what I would have said. But no, he said he was willing to wait overnight, and so he said, "Tomorrow is the time." Then Moses answered, "It will be exactly as you have said. The Lord will hear and do exactly like you have spoken, and that way you will know that there is none like the Lord our God." You see, God is able to act within a split second of the exact time which has been set, and He will. Now you have the first two opportunities, the choice of obedience and the desire of entreaty. But there's yet a third opportunity, and it's seen in the prayer of Moses. So Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried to the Lord because of the frogs which he had brought against Pharaoh. There was a beautiful opportunity for prayer by the man of God. God hears the prayers of His servants. If you want answers to your prayers, then you must first be in touch with and in fellowship with God and serve Him like Moses served Him. Notice that Moses cried, and after he did, the Lord did according to the word of Moses. I can bear testimony to the fact that when you cry to the Lord, if you are in touch with Him, if you're in the habit of communicating with Him, He does hear and answer your prayers. Is there another God like Jehovah God? Absolutely not. There is none like Him. And that is the point and purpose of this entire experience, because Moses said to Pharaoh, "You are going to know that there is none like unto the Lord our God." Now, there are plenty of gods who claim deity and supernatural powers, but they don't perform. They make their proclamations, but they can't carry them out. So let's praise the Lord that we have the opportunity of praying to a God and serving a God who hears when we pray in sincerity and in truth. This incident closes then with the picture of what happened when God acted to control the frogs. They died out of the houses and out of the villages and out of the fields, and the people gathered them into heaps, and the land stank. There must have been thousands, perhaps millions, of these frogs everywhere. No wonder the land smelled bad. Unfortunately, when Pharaoh saw that there was respite or relief, he hardened his heart and did not listen to Moses and Aaron, as the Lord had said he would do. But this experience was to demonstrate that there is no God like the Lord God of the Bible. God gave the opportunities to Pharaoh to prove that there is none like Him. So let me remind you that today you have the choice of obedience, the desire of entreaty, and the opportunity of prayer. These opportunities should convince you to trust in the God of the Bible. He is the God who is above all. There is none like God.
Thank you, Pastor J. Mark, for sharing this with us. Isn't our God incredible? I like how Isaiah put it. Behold, the nations are like a drop in the bucket and are counted as dust on the scales. In our eyes, nations and politics look big and very important. But to God, kingdoms and nations are very small. And if we look at the big picture, we can understand this. What has happened to Pharaoh? Where is Babylon? What about the Greeks and the Romans? God's plan is not threatened by them. He actually uses each of them to accomplish His purposes. Blessings to you as you walk with our great God. If you have any questions, or if you would like today's teaching, just ask for it by title or passage. We also have a study guide available designed to help you learn more from each of these lessons in Exodus. It is called the Hope Herald, and if you would like one, we would be happy to send you one. If you want to contact us for this or for any other reason, here are a few ways you can reach us. Email is a quick and easy way to contact us. Our email is mail@heraldsofhope.org. If you don't have email, feel free to send us a letter. You can send it to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, PA 15533. Another way you can contact us is on our website. Our website is heraldsofhope.org. While you are there, please check out our website for this teaching and other similar teaching. There, you will also find other resources we hope you will find helpful. Again, the website is heraldsofhope.org. Thank you for staying with us till the end. We look forward to being with you again next week as we continue this study in Exodus. Till next time, as Paul told the Philippians, may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus.